सबको नमस्ते, मेरा नाम सिद्धांत अरोरा है। Today I'm going to talk about idol worshipping mostly in the context of the Hindu religion. I will discuss what idol worship is, its history and background, and then my views on idol worship. So, first off, let's see what worshipping means. To worship is to pray to God, to remember him or her, and pay our respects. The act of worship reminds people who believe in God of his existence. So, what's idol worship? Idolatry is the worship of an idol or a physical object as a representation of God, one or more of his attributes highlighted. The worshipper uses the idol as a way to connect to God. In all the Abrahamic religions, idolatry is strongly forbidden. Abrahamic religions include Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. In Sikhism as well, idolatry is forbidden. On the other hand, Hinduism allows for many forms of idol worship. However, Arya Samaj believes that idol worship is not sanctioned in the Vedas. Now, let's talk about idol worship in Hinduism. Hinduism allows for many forms of worship and therefore neither prescribes nor proscribes idol worship. Meaning literally embodiment, a murti is a representation of a divinity, made usually of stone, wood, or metal, which serves as a means through which a divinity may be worshipped. Hindus consider a murti worthy of serving as a focus of divine worship only after the divine is invoked in it for the purpose of offering worship. If we search through the history of any culture, we will find the mythology of gods and goddesses to which ancient civilizations worshipped. The Aztecs, Greeks, Romans, Egyptians, Sumerians, Norse, Celts, and even American Indians all believed in their individual gods and deities and worshipped them by carving amulets and statues to honor them. They would make sacrifices in their god's name in order to appease them in hopes of being blessed. They would find various ways to show their respect to their deities. While the means of worship have changed over the centuries, the practice of idol worship still continues in most Hindu sub-religions. Did you know that some Hindu temples allow you to watch aarti and do puja over the internet? Before I can conclude my views on idol worship, let's look at the pros and cons of idol worship. So here are some pros. 1. The idol provides a tangible and concrete form to the otherwise indescribable God. 2. Idol worship presumably allows the worshipper to connect to their deity. 3. The temple, a place where many idols are located, becomes a public and praying meeting place for everybody. Now, let's look at some cons. 1. People can forget that idols are only a representation of God, but not actually God himself. 2. People can become overly possessive and superstitious about places of worship, thus causing major religious disputes. 3. Idol worship may also limit the degree to which people can connect to God. And 4. Since an idol may only represent one particular manifestation of God, the worshipper may not be able to connect to the overall supreme God. My views on idol worship are somewhat derived from the Hindu views. As mentioned earlier, all Abrahamic religions proscribe idol worship, whereas Hinduism neither prescribes nor proscribes it. If we were to prescribe it for everyone, that would mean forcing everyone to follow the same ritual, regardless of their beliefs and regardless of which deities they want to worship. And what about the atheists? 2. If we were to prohibit it for everyone, we'd take away the freedom from those who can connect to a concrete idol much easier than they can to an abstract being. Shouldn't the method of worship be an individual choice? Before concluding, I should point out that there is no evidence of idol worship in India before the advent of Jainism and Buddhism. Maharishi Dayananji has stated so in his book, Light of Truth. The Vedas and Upanishads unequivocally state that there is only one location where a devotee can be in union with God. Obviously, that location is where my soul resides, because being omnipresent, God is in my soul too. That is why meditation is the only one way to be with him. Indeed, anybody engaged seriously in idol worship does close his eyes, and therefore that proves the point. So, in conclusion, in my view, It should be left to the individual to decide whether or not they want to worship an idol. धन्यवाद.